Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Spectres, hello, and welcome to the Mass Effect Lorecast. I'm your host, N7 the Legend, and joining me today are our patrons for the final patron chat of the year. It is December 30th, but by the time you're hearing this, it will be January 1st. It will be a new year. It will be a new me, Lorecast. It took me until 2 a.m. to think of that one. So please, I appreciate all of your snickering. But yeah, seriously, guys, very happy to see you around. And let's go around the horn, and we will get everyone to introduce themselves. You're going to hear some voices you're already familiar with, but always happy to see all of you. Let's start, in my view, it's going to be clockwise. So then the first person is going to be Red T Robot. Red T Robot, how's it going?
That's going good.
And Dollar Bills?
It's going okay. Just waiting for the end of this game.
The end of the game? Which game are you watching?
I'm not. I'm in three fantasy football championships, and I'm down to like the last 4 points. So I just need some work in the Detroit game.
All right. Well, I hope you have a drink handy. So we also have Genesis, thank you for joining again.
Always.
And we have Magister DeVita. Magister, welcome in.
Thank you for having me.
So today, guys, we are going to be talking about which universe from another fictional series, any kind of IP that you want, would you like to see a crossover with in the Mass Effect universe? Or perhaps which one you really wouldn't want to see a crossover with? Which one would be absolutely ridiculous? So we could take this any way that we want. And I was thinking, why don't we spend this first half, and we'll talk about which would be our ultimate like fantasy crossover for Mass Effect. And in after the mid-break, we can talk a little bit about which ones we absolutely would not want to see and why. So we'll start with same order, Red T Robot. Which have you been thinking about in terms of fictional universes? Doesn't have to be video games, by the way. Could be movies, could be books, could be comics, could be anything. Which fictional universe would you love to see a crossover with for Mass Effect?
So I've been replaying some of my favorite games just over the Christmas holiday. And I got to thinking that, I've been playing Red Dead Redemption 1. I gotta say, I think it'd be very interesting to have an Undead Nightmare DLC for Mass Effect.
Okay, so walk me through that a little bit more. What would that look like?
Like the full-on, like, ridiculous, like, all of a sudden there are zombies in the world of Mass Effect.
Okay, all right. And are they confined to one planet? Is this a multi-planet zombie invasion? What's the imminent threat here, or are we like stuck on the zombie planet?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's some kind of like stuck on some zombie planet trying to get the crew back together.
And when you're saying like it's silly, so I actually never played Undead Nightmare. So what's the tone of that like? I'm guessing it's a little bit whimsical. At least it makes fun of itself.
Yeah, it's a very kind of just crazy DLC that no one really expected, but then it became like just really fun.
Okay, so this would be like a more fan servicey kind of crossover with zombies getting into Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. I want to open this up for everybody who has particular thoughts about zombies in Mass Effect. I feel like we got a little bit of that with like the Thorian creepers, but not much.
So, in, if I remember right, in the Undead Nightmare, there were legendary undead horses. So, could we get legendary undead things to ride or as squad mates? Like a legendary undead Rex?
Oh, yeah, Dollar Bill's with a great point. I can see an undead Varen. I mean, they're already terrifying enough, but can you imagine if it's rotting? That's even worse.
And if you get to ride it, and that's your stallion, so to speak, to ride around in the battle.
There we go. Yeah. Genesis, you got any thoughts on this undead nightmare Mass Effect?
Oh, absolutely. I now need an Elcor to ride on because we've wanted that forever.
Undead Elcor.
And then we did also, I mean, the husks are very zombie-like to me, and I feel like that could be a very easy crossover. Just go full-out husk mode.
You know, Alan, unpronounceable in chat here, brings up a really great question. How slow would an undead Elcor be? Or because zombies are already, there's like two categories of zombies, right? There's like the Last of Us zombies where there's like multiple kinds and sometimes they sprint. And then there's the classic Dawn of the Dead zombies that are like, oh, and then they amble around very slowly. If it's the latter, you got to think the Elcor one wouldn't get anywhere too terribly quickly.
We've never seen an Elcor run, so who knows how fast they can go. Elephants have an amazing top speed.
That's a good point. I haven't seen an Elcor run, but we do know that they walk on their fists, and I can imagine an undead Elcor with bony knuckles that it's walking on, and then like maybe half of its face is eroded, and you only get half the amount of gills. Magister, what do you think?
I think that's horrifying because imagine if it's like World War Z type zombies and like basically an Elcor who doesn't have the brain, the way your brain is wired to keep you from using all of your strengths. So just imagine like an Elcor that's just like bulleting right at you and is able to like throw a punch and like will crater a truck. Like, like that's just a horrifying Daisy zombie apocalypse. Like a lot of the alien species would be utterly terrifying if they went like World War Z or Daisy, I mean, type of zombies instead, and basically like becoming more than what they already are. Krogans alone would just, you wouldn't be able to put them down because Krogans are already hard to kill, just standard. So you get a zombie Krogan. Ooh.
A sprinting Elcor at you sounds a lot like, you know, if you were watching a silverback ape get pissed off and it ran at you, could just punch a hole through your chest. That's not what you want. And now I'm thinking of a Planet of the Apes Mass Effect crossover, but it's Planet of the Elcor. And all of the planets get dominated by angry Elcor anyway. Or Planet of the Pyjaks. There we go. It's a Krogan's worst nightmare. So, Red T Robot, I want to hear, like, what was the main inspiration for coming up with this idea of zombies in Mass Effect?
I was just thinking, like, because I was playing Red Dead Redemption anyhow. But I thought if it was kind of like Dead Space, but like more the fun zombie element, because really in the zombie franchise, there's like two ways to take it. There's like the really serious, like everyone's dying. Then there's just the ridiculous, like all these weird zombies doing stuff. And you're just kind of messing around seeing all the different ways you can destroy them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, well, that's a pretty fun idea. Besides the Thorin creepers, I never really considered zombies in Mass Effect. I'm sure someone can, you know, prove me wrong. I mean, husks are kind of like cyber zombies, I guess you could say. But let's open this up to, I guess the next one in line would be Dollar Bills. Dollar Bills, what crossover would you very much want to see in the Mass Effect universe?
Just because I'm reading the books and watching the show, I think Dune would be a lot of fun, where the Butlerian Jihad was against Reapers, and those were the thinking machines, because that's a true AI. Or it could be the Geth. That'd be a lot of fun. And then it kind of did happen, except the Quarians lost. But yeah.
Now I am so like not versed in Dune that my takes on this are going to be hilarious. But correct me if I'm wrong, there's also like a giant sandworm a la Thresher Maw in Dune. But in Dune, yes, everyone makes fun of it for looking like a butthole.
And there's a half-human, half-worm emperor god that rules for 10,000 years. So there's that.
Okay, so it's like, what if a Thresher Maw, like, did it with a person?
Yes, pretty much. And ruled the galaxy for 10,000 years, yeah.
I can see that. If like, Shepard got with a Thresher Maw, that would be a hell of an offspring. Now that I've thoroughly disgusted everyone in chat, I want to pass it over to Genesis. Genesis, what do you think of Shepard, Thresher, Maw, Butthole, Worm?
Can I at least make it the control Shepard that does that? Because then at least they're similar size, well, the Reaper Shepard.
I imagine he would have to exert a certain level of control.
Okay, how do I follow that one up? I think Paul Atreides, the Muad'Dib, would definitely have some interesting conversations with Mass Effect people. Their science and technology would, I don't know. How well does Spice correlate to Ezo? These are the questions we need the answers to.
Well, probably Red Sand.
Yeah, actually would be similar, I think, because Spice allows you to have prescient thoughts and see the future, and give you those kind of powers, whereas Ezo just helps with accelerations. So they need Spice for the interstellar travel, which I guess, and not in terms of fuel, but in terms of it allows the Space Guild to see far enough in the future to track the plot, because they don't allow no computers, no thinking machines, no AI.
So for not just myself, this is a self-serving question, but for those of us who are listening and we're not too familiar with Dune, what are some of the central themes of the storylines, and how do those compare or possibly, you know, parallel those of Mass Effect, at least the original trilogy, or perhaps even Andromeda?
The politics on the back end, the constant... you know, plans within plans, as Frank Herbert liked to write, where you're doing one thing to do another, and you're trying to interweave all the politics and hide backstabbing, war of assassins. So a lot of kind of like Cerberus doing everything behind the scenes. You're trying to kill people from behind and not like outward war. And Dune, it was illegal. It was, if one house wanted to fight another house, the leaders had to fight, or you had to kill them via assassin. You couldn't just go to war. So the politics are a real big thing. The space travel, obviously. But in Dune, there are no aliens. So I guess that's the other, that is the one big difference.
Okay, I can see a dynamic like that playing out, especially post-Reaper War, where different houses, if you want to call it that, houses, different factions are vying for control. That's an idea we've certainly explored before. Magister, are you familiar with Dune? How do you feel about this crossover?
I have barely a passing knowledge of Dune. All I know is the movies. I am interested in the thought process of what a... how the Mentat would work in In Mass Effect, what's the whole them not being able to have AIs or calculations, stuff like that? They have to rely on literally human computers, basically, was the spice to be able to figure things out. So I wonder if that will cooperate itself with a biotic, how that would play out. Would they be a little bit more powerful because they're using their brain power to calculate certain things as far as the Mass Effect force fields and everything like that, or even potentially Joker being one in order to coordinate the calculations for getting the ship around.
And Ranty Robot, are you familiar with Dune at all? Or are you like me and you just think of those weird, freaky looking popcorn buckets?
Yeah, no, I'm not familiar with Dune at all. I just know about the memes around the popcorn bucket, really.
Yeah, leave the popcorn alone. So all right, I'm positive that there is like a majority of our listeners who know Dune as opposed to do not know Dune. So I think me and Magister and Red T Robot here might be actually in the minority. I don't know. I'd love to hear from the listeners to see what they think of the Dune Mass Effect crossover. But with that, I want to pass it over to Genesis. Genesis, what crossover universe would you love to see between Mass Effect and another IP?
So my brain went really cutesy for some reason. I think I've been playing a lot of cozy games lately. I've been playing Civ a lot, and my brain was like, I don't want Mass Effect Sim Civ, even though that would be cool. I want Mass Effect Animal Crossing. I want my little shepherd to be the mayor of the town, and like, it's not even. I don't need the animals or anything like that. I want the other villagers to be other people in the franchise. So, maybe Arya wants to move into my little village and she can live right next door to Rex. And then Jack has her own house. And so my brain might not have read the prompt correctly because this is all that's been running through my head is little chibi versions of all the Mass Effect characters living in a happy little village that I created for them.
I can see that
I can
minus
see that mine.
Arya. I think Arya would probably not want to live next to anybody.
Well, okay, I'll make sure that her house is far enough away from everybody, but she still gets to relax and have fun. She can name her house Omega, and she can be the ruler of her house.
And is her house going to be like really dark and dank inside?
I can make it gothic themed. We can at least play with those.
I haven't played Animal Crossing too much, but my generic understanding is everybody has an island, right? And then like you invite other people over to your island, or am I thinking of a different
No, that's
game? Okay. All right. So if you were Shepherd, right, and you were making this Animal Crossing island of yours, what would your island look like?
Well, that's the whole fun of the game is that you can topographize it. You get to choose the different layers. You get to build up or down, make rivers, make little lake areas, build gardens, flowers, crops, everything. So I don't know. Whatever my brain made up that day. Shepherd gets to see grass. How often do you get to see grass?
Or if it were a crossover, right? You could make it more than just an island. Each one could be a planet, right?
True. Have each person have their own planet and have it be a little universe. I control this little galaxy. Okay.
Yep, there we go.
The name of the game is Citadel Crossing. That's what I wrote down.
Oops, all wards.
Yeah.
Everyone has a tiny studio apartment. Okay, so let's open this up. I'll go clockwise again in this order. Magister, what do you think of this Animal Crossing Mass Effect crossover? Have you ever played Animal Crossing?
I have not. I saw it from a distance and I knew that I would be addicted to that game if I ever pick it up, so I left it alone. But I think it would be outright awesome to see that. I'm just picturing Shepard coming in, and instead of seeing like Tom Nook, that raccoon guy, it's Udina there being like, Shepard, you need to be the new Spectre of the Citadel, and you need to earn whatever else to get to the certain point. And I think that would be a nice little fun time meeting and greeting with everybody along the way, and doing fun stuff like fishing in the at the Citadel, see if you can catch any fish.
is there dating in Animal Crossing? Is that an aspect of that game or no?
No, it's not, because in the real game they're animals and you're the only human.
Okay, so yeah, I can see that would be problematic. Yeah. But I mean, some Ashley does say that she can't tell the aliens from the animals. Get Ashley out of Animal Crossing Mass Effect, please.
Oh. A cute chibi version of Ashley would be adorable, though. That would be cute.
Adorable and xenophobic. Hmm. And I've just angered half the people who already liked me from the Ashley episodes. So, all right. How about Red T Robot? Have you ever played Animal Crossing? Would this be your jam or not? Or and why?
I have not played Animal Crossing, but I'd say probably Bar Levan would be a good Tom Nook, just from what I understand the game.
I can see that. That's very true. Or Din Korlak.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And then maybe what if you had, like, you could have other aliens build a house on your planet and just call it an embassy?
Mm-hmm. And that's where your new villagers will show up to see if you want to allow them on your planet or not. Yep, that's the tent.
Right. And if there's a certain villager that you don't like, you frame them for murder. Other intrigued like that. I don't know. I haven't played Animal Crossing, so I have a really funny idea of what can go on in that game. All right, Dollar Bills. I don't know. Are you an Animal Crossing guy? Do you know much of the game? What do you think of this crossover idea between Mass Effect and
Animal Crossing? Animal Crossing came out when Doom came out, and now I have Doom and Mass Effect in my brain, so I'm just going to sit back here and envision Doom guy.
Doom is, from what I understand, the polar opposite of Animal Crossing.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Heavy metal slaying demons all the time. That would be a hell of a crossover, right? Doom and Animal Crossing.
Now I kind of want to go change my answer, but I don't want to take up time on that, so we're just... Yeah.
Animal Doom. There you go. Now you're getting investigated by the ASPCA. All right, I'll open it up. Any other comments before we move on away from Animal Crossing and Mass Effect? All right.
Okay.
All right, Magister, what universe would you love to see?
So when I was thinking of this idea, I had this image in my head. And while I am not like a full gung-ho person in this IP, I just imagined Shepard on T'Chanka. The Reaper has touched down. He's trying to get to the instrument in order to summon the Thresher Maw. Doesn't get there in time. For some reason, the Normandy flies past and gets hit, goes down. Everyone evacs out of it. Edie's the only one left on there. And Edie has a secret. A secret that was built inside of them that they chose to not reveal in order to make sure that her people would not be harmed. And then seeing that Shepard is in dire straits, all of a sudden you hear a sound, choo 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 choo, and Edie turns into an Autobot Normandy. And launches at themselves at the Reaper and takes it down. And you hear a sound, Autobots roll in. And then you just see a bunch of other ships coming in, transforming into Autobots and Transformers. And then the Transformers have joined the war against the Reaper.
Do we get Linkin Park in this at the
Absolutely.
Very end?
What I've Absolutely. Done.
Okay, I'm in. that was the critical juncture for me. Whether or not there was Linkin Park with a dramatic, perhaps a dramatic outro monologue by Edie. Okay, yeah, I'm all on board. Transformers X Mass Effect crossover. What would an Elcor transform into or from? A tank? I can see it Probably being a howitzer, tank. Like one of its fist arms Easily. Is the cannon.
Very much so. Elcors are the MVP of this episode. I see.
I'm frequently thinking about Elcors even off air. It's kind of a problem. But all right, let's open this up. Red Sea Robot, what do you think? Transformers X Mass Effect crossover. Are you in or are you out, and why?
Oh, I'm absolutely in. I gotta say, when you first suggested, my mind went immediately to the Transformers dinosaurs or whatever they're called. Like the ones that transform into dinosaurs, because I just picture like a ship, like maybe the council ship just turning into a fresher Maw or something.
Hell yeah. All right. I can definitely see that. A Thresher Maw Transformer would be terrifying. That thing would be massive. Yeah, I don't think that there was any other organic being that would be as scary as a Transformer. Also, would the Transformers whole crossover kind of render the green ending completely redundant, since everyone is part machine anyway?
I believe some of them, like, I don't think, like, everybody's a machine, but, like, it's been a hidden secret. Like, I can see, like, the Cerberus or the Elusive Man finding some additional technology that they don't really know anything about and using that to, since, I mean, Edie was basically a co-opt AI, so people putting in technology into her and then her learning about that past, that there were Autobots on Earth and sending out a broadcast when the Reapers invade him saying, we need help. And then time comes.
Hell yeah. All right, let's pass it along. Dollar Bills, were you Transformers kid growing up? What do you think of this Transformers Mass Effect crossover?
I was, and I think it would be a lot of fun. I want to see Transformers in space. Because if not, the Reapers are going to win automatically, because I feel like they just bombard everything from space and say, fuck you, you're done. So I want Autobots in space. And I think that would make it gold.
Okay, yeah. I can imagine that final invasion of Earth to take Earth back at the end of Mass Effect 3, even more epic, assuming that everyone is a Transformer. Now I'm thinking about, what would a Vorcha Transformer be like? That thing would be
screaming at the top of its lungs.
Screaming? Would it be a lawnmower? I'm trying to think of the loudest common sounds I might hear outside. It would be more like a weed whacker, I think. Like a Krogan picks up the Vorcha weed whacker and goes to town on things. And instead of like the little plastic lines as a weed whacker, it's just teeth.
Very smelly teeth, since they supposedly smell really bad.
Yeah, well, even if you like try to chop up rocks with it and it knocked and like broke your weed whacker, right? It wouldn't matter because it's a Vorcha, so it could just grow back right away.
That'd be fun. Yeah, it'd be good.
All right, Genesis, what do you think of a Transformers Mass Effect crossover, and why would it be dope? Oh, we can't hear you. Perhaps your cat Maya has muted you.
She loves to play with my microphone, so it's very much a possibility. I'm loving this idea. I totally see it. I think that there's so many different combinations and everything. I think to stick with the vehicle thing, though, it's got to be a riding lawnmower, right? In order for it to transform into a Vorcha. So we can go with that. It's a big old John Deere. Or maybe a tractor. That's what a Vorcha is. Vorcha is a tractor. But no, this is a great idea. My Transformers lore is not that great, though, so I don't have much there.
Neither is mine. I'm going to have to brush up on my Transformers lore. Magister, you know, thank you for this awesome idea. I'm sure we're going to get a lot of responses about that one, too. All right. And I think that does it for everybody's crossover, right, that they would like to see in this part of the... So we're going to go to the mid-break. And I'm going to keep it really short. That way I don't keep our patrons here just waiting on me. But why don't we go head over to the mid-break, and we do have one review to read.
Message coming in. Patching it through.
I am Sovereign, and this station is mine. I like the sound of that.
And that is a perfect segue into this review, because this review is titled Krogan Voice, in parentheticals, Mass Effect Lorecast. I like the sound of that. So I love the thematic review already. This is by Murderfist, who gives us 5 stars from Canada. And it says, been tuning in since the beginning of the year and have binged almost every episode. Now Garvug War is intimidating to start. I wish you guys would make these every day. It's so hard waiting for a whole week for new episodes. The patron episodes and quiz episodes are my favorites. Hey, here we are doing that now. But when it's just Tom and Sam, I love the chemistry y'all have. Thanks for making me smile and laugh every Friday. Look forward to all your future content. Thanks. Well, thank you, Murderfist. Very much appreciated. And don't forget, if you leave a review 5 stars, I will read it here in the middle of the show. And even though we used to use Chartable to compile these, and it did a pretty good job of getting them from all different sources, all different countries, so that we could read them. If you submit a 5-star review and you notice after a while that I still haven't read it, it's probably because Chartable isn't up anymore. Chartable was discontinued, so the makers of it stopped making it work. I'm using something else right now. I'm not sure how reliable it is. So don't be afraid to follow us on social media, the Mass Effect Lorecast. We have a Blue Sky now. We still have our Twitter. You can always leave a comment on YouTube as well, and I will try to get to that. But yeah, that is it for the middle of the show right now. I mean, like I said, I'm going to try and keep it really short. Right, and I almost forgot, because this is dropping on the new year, when you listen to this, go ahead and go to our Patreon on Mass Effect Lorecast. I've scheduled a 50% discount on all tiers for your first month, and this is just for January, because this is a new year, new me Lorecast. Me being Mass Effect. You can thank me for that pun later. So there's 50% off every tier, and Patreon also allows you to gift patron subs, tiers, whatever you want to call it. So it's a pretty good post-holiday gift, and I'm sure we will be able to see and chat with so many more of you lovely folks come next patron chat at the end of January. But that's it for the middle of the show. Let's get back to it.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Spit it out, or are you trying to build suspense?
You're so dense, sir.
Obviously, I do not know as much about human relationships as I thought.
And I just saw Genesis raising her finger. Genesis, did you have something?
Well, yeah.
Well,
in
yes.
In the middle of the show, you always have to shout out your shepherd to your patrons.
That's right. How could I forget? So I just got promoted recently, and I'm not used to the new duties yet. No, that's a joke because Tom, who's actually here in chat with us, has relinquished his duties over to me, and I'm going to bring up my window over here, the Patreon on Mass Effect Lorecast, and let me bring up the membership, and we're going to do this live. I'm not accustomed to this quite yet. I need to find how I can get the tier fives here on screen in front of me, and I will keep talking and keep stalling until I can. Here we go. Maybe it's the communities tab. It's not the communities tab. I'll work on it. I'll get better at this. I promise. Here
audience.
We go. Here we go. I found it here. Let me filter by members. And there we go. I got it. Okay, so shout out to Blaze Freezer, as well as Draco, Ed Boy, Aaron June, Kira Carter, Laura Collier, Lieutenant Tosino, and Pipe Man Studios. Oh, and I forgot a couple more. Okay, and Rain, and I just lost my place. Red T Robot, Sovereign, Superfly, That's Spectre J, and William. Okay, there we go. I got it. We got through it, everybody. I knew I could do it. Aren't you proud of me? Thank you, everybody. All right. I'll work on that and remember which window to keep open. So thank you for the reminder, Genesis, and sorry if I missed you and your tier 5. I think I just read all of them ever, so I'll fix that next time. But we're on the second half of the show now where we're talking about which crossover universes we would not want to see, which ones would be hilarious or hilariously bad or silly, or which ones do we not want to see. And why don't we go in reverse order this time? Last time I started with Red T Robot. Magister, why don't you kick us off? Which crossover would be just awful?
We have a young shepherd raised on the streets of Earth. It's a hard time. All the different corporations have been grinding down upon society. They are angry because their family has been taken from them, but not just by anybody. They look up, glaring at the corporation that did it, and they see Arasaka Towers. I don't want a cyberpunk Mass Effect crossover.
Hold after on. I have to hear why, because I know a lot of people are going to comment on this and say, well, why not? That would be awesome.
It would be. I could see the good like mechanic-wise and everything else that would come from that, but after hearing the Garvok episode and seeing what the corporations are already doing in Mass Effect, I feel like it will just go into grimdark level if they introduce cyberpunk level corporations are taking over doing crazy things levels of things. I'm not talking about like, oh, the tech will be cool and imagine what the techies could do if they had the capabilities to jack in and all that other fun stuff, but more so just how bad relations would be with the rest of the universe if they had to deal with the likes of Arasaka or Militech and everything else. Let's keep it with the Alliance. Thank you.
Okay, but who wins, Arasaka or Cerberus?
I think Arasaka probably would beat old Jimmy Boy down.
Really? Why? Okay, so now I have to hear why on that front.
Well, because Cerberus, well, mind you, I'm not a lore buff like the two people in this chat group, but I just imagine with the level of espionage that Arasaka has on top of Mikoshi and all the things that come with that, they have, I feel like, a deeper pool of skills, abilities, and like Kai Lang is nothing compared to Bad Guy Dien.
Adam Smasher?
Adam Smasher. Like, I feel like Adam Smasher would own Kai Lang. So I don't think one-to-one they come from the same amount of resources and capabilities.
Yeah, one is terrifying and the other thinks he's terrifying. So I agree, yeah. Okay, so Cyberpunk X Mass Effect is a big no for Magister, but what do you think, Genesis? And for those of you who don't know, Genesis is one of the hosts of the Cyberpunk Lorecast, so I can't wait to hear your take here.
I actually agree with Magister that it would not be the greatest combination, but it's because do I love like a little Easter egg or something thrown in there every once in a while that relates to other games? Oh yeah, definitely. CDPR does that. They throw in Witcher Easter eggs. I believe there's a couple other video game series that they've thrown in little references to, and I would love a Mass Effect reference in Cyberpunk. But throwing a character from the Mass Effect universe into Cyberpunk, there's no intrigue, there's no drama, there's no, like, this character is so wildly out of place that would make it compelling enough for me to really want to play it. I mean, yes, throwing an alien onto the world, it would be, like, crazy and insane, but there's not a purpose to that. There's not a point to that. They would be the one and only alien. You know, Garrus running around is cool, but he just doesn't fit. And there's no way to really make that. So it would be a human who has been enhanced by cybernetics and, you know, your genetic mapping going into a world that is already cybernetically enhanced and genetically mapped and things like that. So I agree. Not a good crossover. Too similar.
It is a really interesting comparison because there are so many of these scenes that we see in Mass Effect that are just inherently very cyberpunk, like all of Omega, right? All of Omega is extremely cyberpunk. And yet I can also kind of see, I can see it, Javik standing in the middle of a club in Cyberpunk 2077 and just being lost and no one talks to him. Because they're like, I don't know what that's about, and I'm going to mind my own business.
Very much so. Yep.
He'd probably prefer it that way anyway. But Dollar Bills, what do you think about this Cyberpunk Mass Effect crossover? Do you also give it a thumbs down?
I don't give it anything because I've never played Cyberpunk, so I could not give feedback either which way.
Well, we give you a thumbs down. No, I'm kidding.
That's fair. I'm not knocking. Yeah, that's fair.
So, but in terms of the genre of cyberpunk, I'm sure you know.
Yeah, from what I've heard, I do agree that it should be a thumbs down. But I can't. Well, actually, hold on. No, thumbs down. But if it means Keanu Reeves is in Mass Effect, then I get a thumbs up.
Okay, if Keanu Reeves was in Mass Effect, what kind of character or who would he play?
He would play Shepard's counterpart. So just give him a gun and say, go John Wick or something.
you're Shepard too, Shepard harder.
Yeah, I think that'd be, that's all I got. I never played Cyberpunk. I know the very basic premise of it.
Yeah. Well, I personally would never trust Johnny Silverhand around the Normandy because it is a highly sophisticated prototype built by the military industrial complex, which I would never trust him around that. He would intentionally overheat the core and kill everyone inside. And then he would call himself a freedom fighter because he's an extremist terrorist. Moving on, Red T Robot, what do you think of this Cyberpunk Mass Effect crossover?
Like, I think you can merge the series together pretty easily because they share a lot of themes. And all the advancements in humankind and all that. But I'd say Cyberpunk is very stylized, and I'm not sure if Mass Effect would fit into it all that well. I do gotta say though, it would be interesting because I was just thinking the entire, because I played 2077 before I played Mass Effect Andromeda, and all I was thinking while going through Andromeda was, oh, Sam is just a very boring version of Johnny Silverhand.
I think I'm a little bit more interesting than that, but thank you. I'm kidding. Yes. The AI Sam. I was thinking there is one character who might transfer over pretty well, and I can see actually it being written well enough that it might fool some people if you made a fan theory that Mr. Blue Eyes and the Elusive Man could conceivably be the same person. All you need is some time dilation writing shenanigans, and you could make it work.
Oh, yeah, because it's time going in the past. Yeah. Because Mr. Blue Eyes is an AI, so I'm not quite sure.
With the amount of Reprotect that he has in him, he could be the Mr. Blue Eyes.
Then that's what I will title this YouTube episode, because I have no self-respect and I want to get clicks. No, I'm kidding. I won't do that. Well, thank you for the excellent thought experiment here with Cyberpunk X Mass Effect. Genesis, what crossover would you absolutely not want to see?
Well, so mine was along the same lines of Magister Davida, of a genre that's a little too similar. My all-time number one favorite movie is The Fifth Element. I love Lilu Dallas, heart and soul. I cosplay as this woman. I love The Fifth Element. But again, I think that the technology is too similar. The lifestyle is too similar. The space travel, aliens, everything like that. It would be cool, but also pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see there would be a lot of crossover there. I'm not sure how Bruce Willis would fit into Mass Effect. I'm sure he could. He'd probably be Bailey.
He's an awesome renegade shepherd.
Okay, yeah, I guess I can see that. I'm not, like, necessarily a huge Bruce Willis fan myself, so. I know, Boo, Hiss, Die Hard was great. Like, I'm going to get the whole gamut. But, okay, Fifth Element. There are some parts that I think could cross over well. Like, for example, you could just take an Asari and make her the opera singer, and no one would notice.
Yep.
So maybe maybe that's why it wouldn't work well. And, Genesis has a copy of Fifth Element behind her. Okay, there we go.
The stones up there, too. But the fact that there are flying taxi cars, and we literally fly around in a taxi car in Shadow Broker DLC?
Yes. And there must be more... There has to be multiple Fifth Element references in Mass Effect, just knowing the way that these writers are fans of different series and they actively work in these references elsewhere.
And there's your Asari.
There it is. There's our Asari opera singer. I can see it. I think everybody can see it, especially since this is an audio primary medium. Everybody can see it. Dollar Bills, what do you think of this Fifth Element Mass Effect crossover? Have you ever seen Fifth Element?
Love the movie. It's one of my favorites. I agree. I don't think it would work, though. I want the gun. Whatever gun it was that on the ship where you could set it and wherever you're pointing, it would automatically go back to the target. I just want that gun in Mass Effect and then be fine.
Something Prothean technology.
Yeah,
I can see it. He's lazily written in there. Okay, Red 2 Robot, what do you think of this crossover Fifth Element Mass Effect? Are you familiar with Fifth Element at all?
No, so I've never actually seen Fifth Element, so I don't know how well it'd fit into the Mass Effect series.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. Well, I encourage you to check out the movie. It's a great movie, but so far I have agreed with the takes that this is just far too similar of a genre to mesh well, where it wouldn't have its own personality, I think. But let's go over to Magister. Magister, have you seen Fifth Element? What do you think of this crossover?
It's been a long time since I saw it, not going to lie.
Feels like years since you just sat down to watch Fifth Element.
Really does. I would absolutely love to see Shepard coming onto Omega, though, and walking into the club and seeing Ruby Road up there coming down, probably constantly in like opposition, not opposition, but like a little bit of like jib between her, between him and Arya. I can just imagine like this, a little bit of slapstick humor that might happen there a bit. So,
yes. And I can also imagine Shaira, the consort, being in Fifth Element.
Mm-hmm.
That feels like it would mesh so well that you might not even realize it was from Mass Effect. And for that reason, I again once agree that would not be a very good crossover. But all right, let's pass it over to Dollar Bills. Dollar Bills, what crossover do you think would absolutely not do well?
Crisis.
Crisis. Is it because no one would be able to play it?
No, I think as a human, having that armor would be fantastic and be a lot of fun. But a Krogan having that armor would be absolutely terrifying. And I would not want to play that game. You would die instantly.
So for everyone who's not familiar with Crisis, get them up to speed with why you're saying that it would be an awful thing to give a Krogan.
So the armor, you have different settings: super strength, super speed, and invisibility, stealth. You change interchangeably whenever you want. So you can, be invisible, get behind somebody, pop out, super strength, snap their neck, go back invisible and get out of the way, or sprint up to them really quick, kill them, and then get out of the way really fast, and disappear. That ability for a Krogan is terrifying and should not be allowed.
I agree. That would put all of the Predator movies to shame. Like,
yes,
that there would be nothing in any galaxy, in any crossover, that could stop that Krogan. Maybe we don't want that crossover because the Krogan Rebellions just wouldn't have ended. It would be called something different. It would be like the Krogan Reclamation.
Or, God forbid, the Turians get it, and then they're just trying to kill everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, overwhelming force in every aspect.
Entire army of Turians with that armor.
We have ever stopped Saren if Saren had this armor?
God, no.
Yeah, probably not. And his nifty little Green Goblin hoverboard.
Yes.
Red T Robot, what do you think of this crossover, Crisis and Mass Effect?
I agree it wouldn't work, but I could see it, the suits being easy to explain. By just them saying, oh, we came up with this suit technology from studying the Geth Stalkers that were at the Citadel. Kind of in the same way that they talk about why the weapons changed from Mass Effect 1 and 2.
That's a great point. Yeah, I could totally see that written in that way. 100%. The perfect segue. Magister, what do you think of Crisis and Mass Effect crossover? Absolutely not, or you're entertaining the idea?
I'm kind of entertaining the idea, actually. I could see the armors that they have available being like an N7 project, to quote a phrase. I could see them taking the Reaper tech, as well as the gas technology. Looking at Kasumi's cloaking tech, it's not that far off.
No, it's not that far off. You just need to really like combine a few different, I guess, aspects of technology to get there. But it would make pretty much, it would be like an OP in-universe thing where anyone who had it would just kind of be invulnerable. God forbid Kai Lang gets a hold of it. We would never hear the end of it. We would get countless little snarky emails. Genesis, what do you think of a Crisis Mass Effect crossover?
This is not a game that I'm familiar with, so I don't have many opinions on it. But when you were describing that type of armor, I did think Kasumi. So I do think that it's there. But again, going along those same things, if you've already got a lot of the same similar technology, doing a crossover, where's the uniqueness to that that would make it enjoyable?
Fair, yeah. And a disclaimer for anyone who's like a huge Crysis fan and listening to this, I also haven't played it before, so I am not familiar with the story or really any of the gameplay at all.
Though I would love the bow and arrow from Crysis. The super strength with the bow would be a lot of fun.
How about biotic bow and arrow? I could see that. Like,
well, that would be fun, yeah. Or
I guess a real physical bow and then like a biotic string and a biotic arrow.
Yeah, that'd be fun. But just
could you Omni tool?
You could, yeah, you could have an Omni tool bow and arrow. I can imagine that. Well, is a holographic thing like elastic? Like, could that actually propel anything? I don't know. Make it happen, BioWare, as Day Zero in chat here says. Thank you, Dollar Bills, and we get to our final horrible crossover idea, Red T Robot. Lay it on us.
Okay, so this is everyone else kind of picked a series that's somewhat close to Mass Effect. So try to stick with me. Imagine Mass Effect 1, but Saren is Dr. Robotnik, and Shepard is Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay, yeah. Cue this studio applause because I think that one takes it. That would be terrible.
Yeah, like I'm just picturing like the Sonic 06, like terrible animations with just like weird interactions with this blue hedgehog and humans and different aliens and all that.
Yep. Sega Game Gear Mass Effect. Yeah. Actually, that would be kind of cool as a side scroller. But if you're talking Sonic, where instead of picking up the rings, you're picking up credits.
Yeah, like I'm picturing like just the terrible like 3D games from like the early 2000s.
Okay, like everyone has very basic polygonal faces. Yeah. All right, yeah. I can see that. Yeah. All right, Magister, how do you feel about Sonic X Mass Effect crossover?
This feels cursed. That's what I think. Just imagine all the. I don't even know what the creatures in Sonic are called, but just them all just being on there would be...
What if they're all space cows?
All shifty space cows?
Yes, all of them. That's why you lose your rings, aka credits, if you get killed by them.
Absolutely. I could see the Reapers being like the big red button of Dr. Robotnik. Like, you know what? I'm never going to beat this Sonic guy. I know what to do. And then all of a sudden you hear boom, and it's like, oh, well, good job, Robotnik.
Genesis, how do you feel about Garrus as Knuckles?
Garrus as Knuckles was not what popped into my head. Grunt as Sonic, just being a little a Krogan bowling ball and going through the spinny loops is what I pictured in my head, and I'm cracking up laughing over it. Oh.
Yeah. You'd have to keep feeding him. Definitely, he would need to keep eating ramen to keep him going.
Or he eats the coins. That's what it is. They're the little sushi coins. I can't think of them what they're called, but they're the pink and white things that come in ramen. That's what the coins are in my brain now.
The Naruto? I think that's what they're called. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. All right.
Hate play this game. I'm sorry. I would totally play it. I'd hate it, but I'd play it.
I'd watch it on Twitch for a little bit, and then I would probably watch something else. Dollar Bills, how do you feel about the Sonic Mass Effect crossover?
I agree. It shouldn't exist, but I want to go along the same lines as before. And if you give me a Keanu Reeves shadow,
then I'm for it.
Okay, so your criteria for yes or no for two of these crossovers has been the presence, or rather lack thereof, of Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that.
No, I don't either. All right. Red T Robot, you know, what do you think of this Sonic Mass Effect crossover? And, you know, would you actually play this, or is this just something that you want to curse our universe with?
It'd be one of those games where it's like so bad, but like I played it when I was like 7, so I really enjoy replaying it for some reason. Or like, because it like I was thinking kind of on the vein of like, remember that really edgy like Shadow game that they made where he had like guns and stuff? Yeah, like something like that.
There we go. So is Shadow Garrus? Who is Shadow, if we're gonna make Shadow somebody in Mass Effect?
I think just replace Kai Lane, because nobody likes Kai Lane, and just put in Shadow. It's just really edgy. Mm. And he's just going around and shooting people.
I'm ready to die now. Okay, that one's pretty bad. Yeah, I was thinking of... Okay, so here's mine for... I could only think of bad crossovers for Mass Effect, and here's mine. Did anyone watch the TV show Monk? Okay, so imagine, like, Tony Shalhoub in Monk in Mass Effect, but he's a detective with CSEC, and he's assigned to, like, the dirtiest parts of the wards. Or perhaps he's on an investigation that takes him into that section of the Citadel, which is, like, underneath the wards. I forget what the name of that part of the Citadel is, but it's, like, even dirtier, where, like, the untouchables of society go. And he is a germaphobe, and for some reason I just feel like he's a Volus. And he's a CSEC detective. That could be really great depending on the writing, but it could also be a network procedural level of writing. So, that one's mine. Genesis, I saw you nodding your head that you did watch Monk, right?
I watched a little bit of it, yeah. The OCD aspects of it can get funny, but also really overplayed, so I kind of dropped out of it after a season, so... Yeah. But it couldn't be a Volus, because a Volus is in a suit, so therefore he wouldn't be a germaphobe.
Fair. Well, maybe that's why it's horrible. Maybe that's why it's really stupid, because he doesn't need to be a germaphobe.
Okay.
I guess you could also make it a Corian. That would totally be in line. Even worse, I just thought of this one, the Big Bang Theory, but in Mass Effect, complete with canned studio laughter. I would rather jump off a cliff. That would be terrible. Imagine it's produced entirely of an alien cast, but still talking about human topics.
Is Sheldon the Solarian?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. But also, wouldn't, unless you're scaling their intelligence, wouldn't they then be not the most intelligent people around?
I think you're thinking too hard about this. I think it would just be horrible. Yeah. All right. Well, that covers it for all of our crossover ideas. I want to hear what you guys if you're listening to this on your way to or from work, I want to hear what your ideas are. Leave it in the comment here if you're watching on YouTube, or you can go to our Discord at the Robots Radio. We will put that in the show notes. And you can also drop comments on Spotify now as well. So that's pretty cool. You can just go to the episode, say, oh, what did I think of this episode? What crossovers would you definitely want to see or not want to see? I saw a few people here in chat shooting out ideas of The Witcher X Mass Effect. I saw other ones that were like Starfield and Mass Effect. I think that one might be very similar. I've been looking for a lot of Starfield Mass Effect mods, and I just saw that someone made the interior of the SSV Normandy into a flyable ship in Starfield. So that's really cool. Unfortunately, I'm running too many mods, so it crashes my game to desktop right away. Would love to be able to use that more. Anyway, that's beside the point. thank you all for continually supporting this show. It is always a treasure to be able to speak with you at the end of every month. And as I said, I do have a special announcement to make about the future of the Mass Effect Lorecast. As you knew, the last episode, we bid Tom farewell, but now we are welcoming aboard a new Spectre to help co-host the show with me, and she's actually in the room with us now. Genesis is going to be co-hosting the Mass Effect Lorecast with me, and I think longtime listeners of the show probably already know you, but I'll give the floor to you, Genesis, if you want to introduce yourself yet again.
Yeah, I'm Genesis. I've been on almost every single Patreon chat since September of 2021. So definitely been around for an episode or seven. And I know that I also helped you record the Pro Caden episode. I have two other podcasts that are a part of the network. One of them focusing on video game romances, where we've dove deep into the character analysis of a lot of the Normandy and Tempest crew members, analyzing them from a character standpoint. And, well, I mean, you're my space bro. I'm the fem shep to your bro shep. So I think that this is going to be, it's going to be great.
Yeah, fun fact, I called her and I said to her, I said to my XO, let's see what's out there. No, I didn't. I was like, you know, I would love it if you joined the show. I think this is going to be really fun. You know, like you mentioned, we did do the Caden episode together before. I think that we're going to have unique perspectives where we may not always agree on certain topics within the Mass Effect universe. And I also know you well enough to know that you're going to stick by your guns when you don't agree, and that's good. I want that. And I think a lot of our people that listen to this show every week probably going to like that as well, because it's going to be a different change of pace, but we both really love this series, and we are definitely here for the long haul when it comes to the future of Mass Effect. So I can't wait for that, and I can't wait to talk with you next week when we are going to be resuming the Rex episodes. We're going to be talking about Rex in Mass Effect 2. So thank you all, the patrons, for, again, like I said, continually supporting us. Thank you, Genesis, for agreeing to come aboard the SSV Lorecast. And thank you all for listening and continually supporting us that way. So until next time, Spectres, I guess we should go. And we'll see you next week, and Happy New Year, everybody.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.